What's the difference between a Ponzi scheme and a life insurance company? Life insurance companies actually invest in something. The problem is they have to invest on the same planet as the rest of us. Reporter David Hilsenrath of The Washington Post writes about the life insurance industry. David Hilsenrath, how are they doing?
Well, Robert, like almost anyone else with an investment portfolio, life insurers are feeling the market's pain, and some are especially squeezed because in healthier times they promised to deliver at least minimum annuity payments, and now those guarantees are no longer supported by the investments underlying them. The recession could make matters worse because life insurers invest your premium dollars in an array of assets in stocks and bonds and in commercial mortgages, and if the recession brings a wave of defaults, that could further undermine life insurance companies.
When we talk about the life insurance industry, how big is it and who are the big players?
The life insurance industry has about $19.5 trillion of coverage in place right now in the United States, and that doesn't include additional annuities that life insurers guarantee, annuities that provide people retirement income. People depend upon life insurance companies to protect their families should something happen to them. They also count on life insurance companies to deliver steady income in retirement. Some of the big players are familiar names, MetLife, Prudential, The Hartford.
Was AIG a big player in life insurance?
AIG is a big player in life insurance. The troubles that brought it low, however, were related to other aspects of AIG's business. Chiefly, its business of, in effect, guaranteeing bets that financial institutions around the world placed on mortgage-related securities. AIG does have life insurance companies. Regulators have said that those companies are sound. The company is currently trying to sell off many of its subsidiaries to repay the government for the bailout that AIG received.
Well, what does the industry say? Do they say these are hard times, but we're weathering it okay, or watch out?
Well, the industry has been sending some distinctly mixed messages. Just last week, the industry lobby was arguing that some insurers are in such dire shape that they need immediate relief from regulations meant to keep them solvent. And then when regulators denied the relief, the industry lobby was quick to issue a more soothing message, which was, don't worry, there's plenty of money to pay claims. And naturally, this is a source of concern to anyone who has entrusted their family's financial security to a life insurance company. People are counting on those companies to meet promises over the long run. They're counting on the companies to be there for them a year from now, 10 years from now, even 30 years from now. And who can predict tomorrow?
Now, when we look at how investors have regarded the insurance companies, the picture isn't that good for any sector of the economy right now, but it's not that good for life insurance companies for sure.
Stock prices provide one relatively simple barometer of how investors perceive the long-term outlook for the industry, and an index of life insurance stocks is down more than 60% from its high last year. Prudential stock is down almost 70% from its high over the past year, and the Hartford stock is down more than 80%.
David Hilsenrath, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Robert, thanks very much for the invitation.
It's David Hilsenrath, financial reporter for The Washington Post. He covers the life insurance business.